everybody, to another fun-filled episode of the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Poppyhead Productions. I'm your host, Sean. Danny, I heard you were ready. You're ready.
I'm ready. So, there's been something I've been wanting to talk to you about on the podcast for quite a while. Actually, almost pretty much since we got back from Vegas. And I keep forgetting for some reason.
I didn't get an itch, so I don't know what that itch is that you're talking about.
So... You know, and I sent you something, Instagram reel, kind of having to do with it semi-recently. I was telling my wife about how you were no fun in Vegas, did not want to get a matching tattoo, even though we walked past an abundance of tattoo parlors.
I remember we were talking about getting a tattoo, and then you were really obsessed getting a tattoo at the Punk Rock Museum.
Yeah, and well, then, that was like, a, that was my
homeboy wasn't even tattooing while we were there.
Right, that was different, though. But like, there was the one tattoo on, there was at least one on downtown, and then we passed another one just randomly, and I'm like, hey, let's go get matching tattoos. And you were like, nah, that's cool. And so then I sent you that thing with The Rock, the scene from The Rock and Kevin Hart movie. And it's like, no, you're in. And he's like, then why did you ask? And it's like, because I was hoping you would say, you would have this awesome moment, and you would say, you're in. And I wouldn't have to force you. So, I was, you know, like I said, I was telling my wife about it. And then she, you know, went into wife analytical mode. Well, what tattoos would you have gotten? And I was like, I don't know. It never got that far.
I don't even remember what we fucking talked about. I think there was like one point we were talking about just getting random small tattoos. And then I was like, I feel like I've had this conversation with somebody else in my life that has also never fruitioned about having random small tattoos done on a whim.
Or the other one was getting our excellent mascot, Sir Hoppyhead, both tattooed.
Nice.
But my wife came up with, since we both have Mazdas.
Oh my God.
We each get one part of the Zoom Zoom tattooed.
Oh my gosh.
On adjoining butt cheeks. She thought it was pretty hilarious, and she laughed a lot harder at it than she should have, but she'll bring it up. She'll bring it. Have you talked to Sean about getting the matching tattoo? And I'll be like, wait, what? And she's like, you know.
Zoom Zoom.
And I'm like, no, I have not. The Zoom Zoom tattoo.
I don't think I want somebody that complains about corporate America a lot. I don't know if I want a giant like corporation logo on my body. But I do agree it is reasonable based off our car choices of, you know, the last, you know, 15 years knowing each other.
Yeah. But also it would be pretty funny, like, our significant others would probably get a good laugh if whenever they did see our butts.
Yeah.
They just have Zoom tattooed on one cheek. Out of context.
Yes, one Zoom.
She said that she was in it. She couldn't be with us, any, like, hang out with us if we were walking next to each other.
Only a few would know about the Zoom Zoom as we walk side by side. Everybody else in public would have no idea.
No. But yeah, that was her contribution to our my matching tattoo plan.
Got you.
So there was an announcement a while ago about a liqueur.
A liqueur.
It's not a whiskey,
croissant.
It's not a vodka. As a matter of fact, they say that it's uncategorized.
Whoa. How exotic.
And I looked on the website and they're like out of stock. And I'm like, oh, well, it was worth a shot.
Yes.
And then on Instagram this week, La Bodega posted, we have some in stock.
Oh boy. What did you get?
So it is a collaboration from Empirical Distillery. And.
Oh my God. You
read it.
No, Doritos. No. Oh, boy.
It is a clear, very clear liquor.
Yes, it is. Looks like water.
Yes. Of Doritos. It is, I think it's 40-something percent when I looked.
Is it Cool Ranch?
No, it's just original nacho cheese.
Okay.
42%. clear Doritos juice.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, Doritos it smells. Juice. I can't really get I get a little bit of the Dorito spice, but mostly the ethanol from the liqueur.
This is going to be bad. There's a lot.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be. But it does kind of just taste like stale Doritos. And I was trying to avoid any reviews about it because I wanted to go into this
blind,
deaf, dumb, and blind.
I mean, you got the dumb.
Yes.
Pretty penciled in.
But somebody did say that it would probably make for an additive to some micheladas or Bloody Marys, something tomato based.
Ah, I gotcha. Okay. Still not my cup of tea, but
no, I
I'm not a Bloody Mary fan.
If you're not a michelada or a Bloody Mary fan, then you definitely know. But it's not. it's. I knew it was this way, gonna be like this, and I still had to do it anyways. it's definitely not what they're charging for it.
Not worth it.
And it's definitely not anything. Yeah, don't just skip. There's a lot better like crazy liqueurs out there.
There's better gag drinks.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Like the Eggo Moonshine was one that was way better than this. So that actually tasted just like liquid Eggo.
Lego my Eggo. Holmes. Yes. Dude.
But I do have the nice Black Ninja design MF Doom crossover cup. What are you drinking?
From Fajor. The clearing out attacking my fridge. This is from Martin House Brewing Company out in Fort Worth, Texas. I think this is called Coitus? No, not Coitus. That does not sound right.
That sounds inappropriate.
Yeah.
That
sounds Coitus?
Sexual in nature.
Coitus? I think it's Coitus. It's KOKYTUS.
Okay. So,
it's a rye whiskey barrel aged imperial stout. No sugar. aged four and a half months in a fresh rye whiskey barrel. Comes in at 13.9% ABV. Nice and heavy. I don't know if it's because I've been drinking so much more like whiskey straight, where like before it was like I was always like, oh, this is so strong, and now I'm like, it tastes like reasonable taste stout.
Right? You're like, oh, where's that whiskey burn? I miss it.
I'm like, where's the Kentucky hug? I feel like I'm not being hugged anymore. did I graduate to another level or something?
Am I not loved?
Yeah. Right? It is very chocolatey. So if you do like those chocolate notes, this is definitely really nice on that part. It does has a little bit of that heavy alcohol taste a little bit, but it does not give you like the any kind of burn sensation or anything. It's not, I don't think it's very overbearing at all. It is very pleasant. I think the chocolatey flavor notes on it just really shine in this. So definitely worth checking out if that is your thing. So, and it's 13.9% ABV, so you could you're gonna get drunk quick.
Nice.
So do you have anything to wash down that nacho cheese drink?
The liqueur.
If it's clear and watery.
I mean, it's, well, because it's not classified, so I guess it's technically a liqueur because it's nothing else. It's not a vodka. Potatoes aren't made out of potatoes.
It has
it's not a rum.
It has a lot of alcohol in it. It's not any of the traditional things. Liqueur it is.
I don't think they followed the rules of whiskey. Definitely not the rules of bourbon. but I do have from Ohio. Can't remember where in Ohio. Jackie O's.
Jackie O's. Is it Ohio?
Columbus?
I thought it was Michigan, bro.
Nope, Ohio.
Oh, I can't remember.
The land of, as they say in Japan, the land of good morning.
Yeah.
I saw a Japanese stand-up comedian. She said that she married a guy from Ohio. The land of good morning. And sure enough, I watched enough anime to know that's how you say good morning in Japanese.
What, Jackie O? Or
Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. Yes.
Ohio. But yes. So it is called Decorating Pieces of Time. It is a barley wine style ale aged in bourbon barrels for 13 months. It's a 12.7 ounce bottle and 12.7 ounce alcohol. Nice. Got that nice barley wine color. Have my fancy Kirby raise money for autism cup.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm so glad Don't Drink Beers brought people back to the barley wine train. You know, because the first couple times I had barley wines, I had the American-style barley wine, which is everything that they make in America. For some reason, they're just like, hey, we made this British style that they've been making for generations. Should we, and we barrel aged it like they do? Anything else? It's like, how many hops did you add? It's like, it doesn't need hops. And it's like, shut up. Put more in there.
Dry hop it. What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Exactly. Because, what's it called? Barley wine should not be hoppy. They should be like, not as sweet as a stout, but they definitely have like a caramelly sweet. Sometimes they describe the flavor as being Rolo-ish. A little bit of chocolate, a lot of caramel.
Yes.
This is delicious. Jackie O's make some pretty solid barley wines. Oh, and they're in Athens, Ohio.
Oh, gotcha. Athens, Ohio.
Athens, good morning. So while I was also at La Bodega picking up this, I came across a bottle of liqueur, I guess, actually, well, this is more of a whiskey, Canadian whiskey that my wife wanted. Crown Royal has come out with a new flavor in their line of flavored whiskeys.
Wait, your wife wanted this?
Yes.
Whoa.
Because she, like, I know, because her favorite drink right now, and by that I mean pretty much the main thing she drinks, is the Crown Royal Peach.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts it with the Arizona green tea with the ginseng and honey.
Gotcha.
So she'll, you know, I buy like the smaller bottles. She drinks a little bit out of there and puts like a shot or two in there, depending on how many she wants to drink and what time of day it is.
I know drinking at like 1 p.m. on an afternoon is pretty good. Yes.
But, right. So if she's out just hanging out, it's like hanging out, or if she's just like, you know what, I'm just going to have one. I'll just put a little extra in. Actually, she kind of measures like that. I never saw that Instagram reel where the lady's like, I'll just pour in two shots, and it's like, just fills up the whole glass.
Yeah.
And the next scene is like a dude like carrying a drink trying to walk down the stairs and just falls.
You've seen that gag, like, water drink? She's like, we're gonna make water. And she's like over, like way over the top, like making fun of like the syrups and stuff.
Oh yes.
Oh my god. I respect her pour, because she is staring at the camera, like not even looking at the bottle, just like, we're gonna do some syrup. Keep going. It's so cringy. I can't watch it, but I always just laugh when I hear it.
Did you see the one? It was at they're at a bar, and there's some big old biker looking dude, beard and the vest and all that. And the waitress comes up and gives him a shot, and then she points across the thing, and the guy like cheers it, cheers, and then he drinks it, and all of a sudden he's like, "It's water."
I did not see that
That's pretty good. It's like he just started laughing and stuff, but yeah.
one.
So, but blackberry is the new fruit flavor that they came out with.
Not true.
So this one isn't nearly as sweet as like the peach. You get a lot more of the whiskey taste to it. She was a little disappointed. I was like, actually, I like this better than the peach.
Yeah.
But I know one of the things that they market on is the fact that they use real fruit in the making of their whiskeys. Like for the peach one, it's Georgia peaches. So it's not an extract. So it's not artificially sweet. It's just whatever the sweetness of the fruit is.
Okay, cool.
But this one, it's pretty good. I think it would be really awesome as a mixer, especially if you're just sitting back with some Coke or, you
Okay.
know, maybe
Yeah.
even ginger ale or some ginger beer.
Yeah.
Add a little
Crown
bit of
Royal
sweetness
and
to it.
Coke.
Yes. So we did try it with a new flavor of Coke they just came out with. I saw it at the store. It said Coke Spiced. And I was hoping it would be like a ginger beer Coke kind of thing where it was just a little bit spicy. Like they have the Fever Tree Distillers Cola.
Yeah.
But this one is raspberry and spices.
Okay.
It's a
Interesting.
little bit, it's not overly powerful on the flavor, the fruit sweetness or whatever, but it was pretty good. Jody said she really liked it. She's like, if you want to go ahead and buy a 12 pack of that, I won't be upset. She really liked it with the blackberry
Okay.
crown as a mix. They complement each other pretty well.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, any of the fruits stuff from Crown Royal. I know a lot of people who are like pure whiskey people are like, it's too sweet.
Yeah,
And it's like, well, you probably don't want to
I've
drink it
only
by
had,
itself.
yeah, I bought like a little bottle of the Crown Apple to try, and I was not impressed. So I was like, that's probably like the worst flavor to try because like you can't really get apple flavor anyways.
Right.
So
Yeah.
I was just like, I was like, I don't know why people are taking shots of this. I was like, I'd rather do something else. I'll be like a teenage anarchist and drink Fireball.
You drink it and then make them with it.
Pretty much.
But yeah, the peach one is probably the best as far as like conveying the fruit flavor.
Okay, nice.
But as far as drinkability, I think the blackberry is a little bit better because it's not quite as sweet and it's a little more whiskey-ish.
Yeah.
So there's some controversy in MLB right now.
Yes.
And I was explaining to my wife that this is why I've been buying as many hockey jerseys as I can because hockey's about to go through, everyone's fearing hockey's going to go through the same thing next season.
Where somebody, where one team buys a really expensive player and then has the highest salary cap and still chokes in the championship in the
Oh no, that hasn't happened yet
playoffs.
for the Dodgers. I
Dude,
mean,
everybody talks so much shit on the Dodgers. I'm just like,
hey man,
damn.
if you hate us, you hate us, right?
Yeah,
And you know, as
true.
far as the playoffs last year, no one could have predicted that their star pitcher, who was on a contract year, who's set to make basically near record-breaking contract this
Yeah.
year, would decide to get upset that Lionel Messi's ho soccer team beat his favorite soccer team, and you know, just punch his wife in the parking lot again, for the second time getting caught hitting his wife in public.
Jesus.
So he didn't get to play in the playoffs.
Fools,
Amongst
I
other
say,
injuries.
fools.
Yes. So for hockey, this is the last year Adidas is making their jerseys. You
Oh
know, they made all
no.
the player
Yeah.
jerseys and the authentics. Like if you bought an authentic hockey jersey, it was a Fanat Adidas. But if you bought the knockoff cheapy ones, Fanatics had that contract. And they even had the little patch on the bottom to let you know, hey, this guy's cheap. You can't afford to buy a real jersey.
Wah.
And so this year is the first year Fanatics took over from Nike. Like they're basically using the same design, and they even claim that they're using the same factory that
Yeah.
Nike made them in,
Yeah.
which is what they're saying about the Adidas as well. And so immediately, as soon as they got the jerseys for spring, like pictures and stuff, all these players were complaining about how they sucked.
Yeah.
like, and there was a handful of players that are like, we're not that bad, guys. And then someone did research and realized that everyone who was saying, they're not bad, guys, had contracts with Nike.
So Fanatics is making the baseball jerseys.
And the pants now too, the whole uniform.
Yeah.
So
And I
they can't.
heard they started limiting the amount of uniforms, right?
Something like that, yes.
Yeah,
And not only
'cause
that, but the players used to be able to get their pants custom tailored by Nike before they came to them. It's like, hey, here's my dimensions or whatever. Make me here's the pants this size. And Fanatics is like, no, cool. You can do that yourself, man. Go find a tailor.
yes, the only reason I know about the uniforms is because the Phillies have like 14 different fucking uniforms that they have. So they've been
Yeah.
told they had to like cut it down to like five. I think five is the max. So yeah, it was like on a Saturday afternoon game, it's this uniform. Like I was like, what the fuck? I was like,
Yeah.
that's crazy. I'm like, in the end, I'm just like thinking football, like you just have like white, your main color, and then like once one home game, you do like the throwback colors.
Right, well, they do the all color where it's just one color.
Yeah.
They have that special day for everyone in the league wears that jersey, and then there's like the military appreciation jersey. Like they have a couple
Yeah.
league-wide jerseys where everyone wears the same jersey on the same day. But the problem with the pants is they're like talking about how they've revolutionized making baseball pants because they're lighter and more breathable,
Yeah.
with the problem being that they're completely see-through.
Oh,
Like they showed Shohei Ohtani's was the first one they showed, and you can see where his jersey ended being tucked into his pants.
my
And they're
God.
like, okay, that's not bad. What about this? And then they showed one of the Seattle players with his jersey tucked in, and they had striping down the circling like around each side of the buttons going down the lapel in the middle. And you could see that line through the pants.
Oh my God. So
Like,
terrible.
yeah, somebody made a post on Instagram Reels about it, and it's like a meeting at Fanatics, and the guy's like, I want to see their balls and maybe their cock.
Yeah. Arr. Nothing like a
So
good cocked meat sandwich
if you want to, if you, if you're if
at
you
the
love baseball
baseball
players,
game.
if you love baseball players and not necessarily the game, this would be the year to go watch, see as much of them as you can.
Yeah, I wonder if it's gonna go back because of how much chaos it's creating. Maybe not this year,
They,
but next year.
well, the Players Association and the Players Union already like submitted some sort of grievance against the with the league about the uniforms.
Yep.
The players are like, I got a tiny dick. I don't want no one to see that.
Nobody could see my dick. That's the problem.
It's like we can see everybody's dick but yours.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Mel Brooks movie History of the World?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Whether she's like they're supposed to be eunuchs or whatever, and it's like they're going through and the one guy wasn't, and she's like being seductive and it's like nothing, 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 and then you hear his dick hit the shield.
Yeah.
Dung.
Yeah, that's too funny.
But yeah, so I'm just hoping that whatever fiasco that they're going through with baseball, either they decide to it's not worth it for hockey, the money that they're saving, or hockey will already kind of crack down. It's like, hey, we saw how you fucked up your baseball uniform launches. They
That's
still have the Nike symbol on them too, which is weird.
crazy. It's like
Like they're
Nike
making
and
it,
then
they're
Fanatic right next to it.
yeah, because they're still Nike like branded or licensed or whatever, but Fanatics is actually doing the physical making of them.
Terrible news, man. Terrible,
Yeah, it's
terrible news.
like when they're getting ready to announce the company that was taking over for NHL jerseys, everyone's like, is it going to be CCM, Coho, or any of these other companies? Reebok? Is Reebok going to get back into it? And they're like, no, Fanatics. And everyone's like, motherfucker.
No.
So I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to buy a few jerseys this year of players I want to get. So
Because you ain't gonna buy any more anytime soon.
not for the next couple of years, no.
I hope there's more like jerseys and shit just constantly ripping.
Well, like when Reebok first took over, the league stepped in and the ones that the players were wearing were, you know, revolutionary too, is what they called it. And they stepped in, they're like, yeah, these things suck, man. You got to fix them because the players hate wearing them and they can't play in them and they just look like shit.
Our product looks like shit.
Speaking of product and looking at shit.
Oh, I was told that the NFL is scripted today because they went into overtime and made another $60 billion in advertisement for the 15 minutes of overtime.
Oh, I mean, people have been saying the NFL has been scripted for a couple seasons, so.
Yeah, dude, one of my coworkers is off the edge though. Like he's gone. Like everything. He's like way too far now. I'm like, I don't even know if I have a normal conversation with him about non-work related things
Is he
anymore.
a flat earther?
Dude, he hasn't said that, but man, dude, he
Ask him.
is
Ask him. Ask him if he's a flat
no.
earther. No. Ask him. Ask him. And then if he is, ask him how he feels about trees.
I am not in a role to do those kind of nonsense things.
Because I have not found a flat earther ever since I found out about the they're torn on trees.
Why? What is their deal with trees?
So there's the things that we think are trees are not trees. They're just bushes that have grown taller. But the real trees were like ginormous, and they all when they all fell, they hardened and became like the mountains. So all the mountains and stuff that we see are the calcified remains of what used to be the trees.
I don't, I honestly, I regret asking you. I regret asking you that question.
All because there's one giant rock somewhere like in the southwest somewhere out here
Yeah.
that's tree trunk shaped. And that people are like, that cannot be naturally formed. That was a tree.
Isn't a tree naturally formed?
No, I meant like as a rock. They're like, that rock, that is a rock that cannot have you like, why is there no other rock like this in anywhere? That was a tree that got chopped down and its fossilized remains is there.
What I can't. Okay. I'm this isn't a political show. We're moving on.
No.
It's so
There's
fucking stupid.
political and there's conspiracy theories. You don't there's people on all sides of on every range of the spectrum that has stupid conspiracy theories, but that's the
I get that, but we deal with people that vote based off their belief of the
and birds aren't real.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Reagan killed them all and replaced them with drones, and that's why they land on power lines to recharge their government spies.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, yeah,
Speaking
talking about
of
poop.
birds and not being real.
I ended up going to the Philly Zoo this past weekend. Danny, do you know very much about the Thomas Bambo's trolls that are like scattered across the country and the world?
No, I do not. Like, I'm guessing they're like figures or statues and not actual living things. Like
Yes.
the thing that you're eating right now.
Yeah, so basically this artiste, he takes like a bunch of he takes like a bunch of recycled stuff and he takes a bunch of trash and he builds like giant trolls out of them and they're all over the country. Like he'll just go like cities will, I guess now at this point, cities are now commissioning him to come to their city and build trolls. And basically it's like a 2-year contract and then like at the end of the contract like the city could decide to keep it or not. And for the most part they all keep it. But so when I went to Seattle a few years ago, we found a troll under the bridge just for fun. And I guess that was one of the ones he built. So I didn't even realize I stumbled upon this in the wild on accident. But there's There's one about 30 minutes from my house in the wild, but I think they're like all over the place though, and I think they're in a couple other countries like in Europe and stuff. But he did an exhibit at the Philly Zoo, and this is partially the main reason why we went. And it's called it's this exhibit is called like Save the Humans, and there's like a description of why the troll wants like what it does to try to save the Earth, and it tries to have humans like pay more attention to what they're doing as far as not recycling and all that jazz. So they're like huge. They're like huge, giant, like troll monsters that are pretty cool looking. So, but we walked around the zoo anyways, just to kind of check out everything else. I mean, it was a pretty chilly day, so it wasn't too busy. Some of the animals were kind of kept in the back. So what I've noticed from like the Toledo Zoo compared to this zoo is like, in the Toledo Zoo, they built the enclosure for like the winter time, so that way you could go visit. Like you could go in the back area and like go inside and still see the animals and see what they're up to. Where this one, some of the animals were just like, "Hey, they're inside. Like, good luck next time, or don't be a dumbass and come in the winter time." But the park is a little bit old though. It is on the smaller side. I mean, we were done in like 3 hours easy. So, not a lot of walking to do. It was pretty chill. It is an older zoo. It does say it's the country's first zoo. You could de it definitely looks like they've been slowly like improving different areas to make it a little bit easier and better for the animals. So it looks like they're still going through a couple different projects and whatnot. So, but no, it was a fun time headed out there. And then afterwards we went back to Second District Brewing. So we went there after, in the beginning of the hockey season, when I was following hockey and the Ducks were actually winning games.
Before
After,
reality set in.
yeah, before reality set in, something happened. But when they fucking creamed the Flyers in the beginning of the year, we went to this brewery because they had vegan food, but ended up getting some burgers, really good burgers. They have the like smash burgers, and then got a couple beers. I ended up getting a couple like these. I got this like winter old fashioned that they had, which was also really good. It's a cool little brewery. I mean, big city problems, like parking's a bitch. Luckily we found a parking spot because it was a Sunday, so it wasn't so busy in the city, so we didn't have to worry about parking in the in like a parking lot or anything. But it was pretty cool. It was a pretty fun day between going to the zoo and checking out Second District again. So definitely like a brewery that I definitely like to go hang out at, because they have really good food at the end of the day.
Yeah, it sucks. It's like there's so many cool breweries out there, and it just sucks that we don't have the time and or alcohol tolerance and or money to support them all.
Yeah, true, man. And now it's like I'm on the distillery kick, and it's like when do I even want to go to breweries? I just want to go get drinks.
Right.
Get drunk, motherfucker.
So Wendy's made an announcement earlier this week and is already backpedaling on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, they announced that they're starting to replace their menu boards with digital boards, effective, by the end of this year, beginning next year at all the restaurants, which will enable them to change prices to reflect the how busy they are. And people are like, wait, you're doing surge pricing? Like they do with airplanes and fucking like movie theater? I mean sporting like concert tickets and shit. And everyone's like, this is bullshit. Imagine it's like, you go to Denny, you go to Wendy's, I mean at like, random time, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you get your food and it's this price, but then you go at lunchtime and it's, $40 more. especially like at a busy
More of the story, go at 3 o'clock. Don't go at lunchtime.
Right. That's why they would have the surge pricing, because everyone's going at work lunch.
Exactly.
You know, during the week. So, you know, they're just like, if this happens, it's going to be the end of fast food. And first of all, you know, that's been said a lot. But second of all, they're already like, no, we never said we'd do surge pricing. We never said that. And then they basically repeated what they said, which was, we're going to do surge pricing, but they never used the word surge pricing.
Yeah, basically. I thought it was they were just going to drop pricing during slow times. So it was like, you pay like full price during peak. And then,
but that doesn't mean they won't raise, and people, but that doesn't mean they won't raise prices to the quote unquote surge pricing all the time. And then when it's slow, it'll drop down to what it is now.
Yes. It's not exactly. It's not to say that they'll start one way and change it once everybody stopped paying attention.
Yeah. It's like, you know, something is like $2 now. They'll raise it to normal price $5. And then you go at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, hey, that thing is marked down from $5 to $2.50. We're saving $2.50, when in reality is you're still spending 50 cents more.
Exactly. What? Don't go out and eat fast food.
Yes. or you know, if Wendy's is the first one to do it, and if it does not succeed or they don't make profits, then no company will do it. But if it even slightly raises their profits in any way, you know, immediately
everyone's
going to jump on it, especially McDonald's.
Yes. I don't even remember the last time I ate McDonald's. I only get like their breakfast. That's like the only time I want McDonald's, is like when I want hash browns and like the egg McMuffin.
McMuffin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually
that's like it.
My wife wants either their fish fillet or chicken nuggets.
I just don't
and
think they're
I'll
chicken
just go, I'll go and get good. I'll either get like just like a couple double cheeseburgers or something.
You just get food to eat. You're like, I don't, this is disappointing. I just want whatever's the cheapest thing that's going to fill my stomach.
Give me a couple double cheeseburgers. I'm good. And I'll have some of your fries, and that's about it. A couple of your fries. Because that's the thing, too, is that fucking conspiracy theory or whatever it is that everyone heard. Too many people do it, and it's like it's completely unfucking necessary, especially during like busy times or at a busy McDonald's.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you ask for your french fries without salt, then they have to make you fresh ones. And then they're like, yeah, but now you've ruined the french fry experience for like the next like handful of people in line behind you. And it's like, what? I saw some comedian talking about that. It's like, motherfucker, I only get McDonald's every once in a while, and now I gotta worry if my french fries are gonna be fucking ruined.
I think go ahead.
I was just gonna say, because we've gone there quite a few times, and you know, she'll take a bite of the french fries, you know, in the car, and she's like, make a face, and she's like, nope, crash.
Terrible. I usually get like McDonald's is like the safe bet for like early morning flights. If you want like,
yes,
because sometimes like you just go to those diners and you get like plain ass potatoes, super plain eggs that are barely cooked. I'm just like, I'd rather just eat McDonald's.
here's $20, please.
Yeah, at least I could only pay 10 for McDonald's. I have to pay like $20 for the shitty ass like bacon and eggs and this. So
speaking of McDonald's,
what a great segue! Look at us go!
Look at us go! It's almost like we planned it.
Hey,
they announced that they're doing a four-episode anime. And they're leaning heavily into the branding, and they have some products out now. Like if you go to McDonald's now, they changed the packaging as an homage to their name and multiple anime. You know, because people that make anime are like, we don't want to get sued, so we're going to call it this instead. And then I think pretty much every anime, I don't know if like one started it, and then they're all just copied that one. Like, well, they didn't get sued. They can't sue us all now. But they just turn the M upside down and call it WickDonald's.
That is true. I mean, basically, Devil's a part-timer. He's working at McDonald's, basically.
Yes. And, you know, when I first saw it, I was like, wait, are they trying to hone in on this like territory or whatever, and they're just more a thing of it's like a unofficial collaboration with the animes that have been using the McDonald's name. And so they sell like a special spicy chili sauce that has the McDonald's logo, and their cups have it on there. I saw a post somebody posted on Reddit that mm-hmm. came across the Boomers in the Wild. Somebody posted a screenshot of a Facebook post. Was at McDonald's this evening, and I noticed the new advertisement on the cups. Curious, I translated it on Google, and this is what it says. This will be the last time I spend any money. And it doesn't say what it says. Oh. It's like, this will be the last time I spend any money at McDonald's establishment. Wow.
Did it say, Ari, Ari, Ari?
But the translation is FUKUDONALD. Fuck you, Donald.
What?
Fuku Donald? Fuku Donald?
Oh my goodness.
So, but yeah, so obviously, you know, when people don't understand or know what why something's doing it, they have to look it up in the wrong places and make it up.
Yes. I hate it.
Conspiracy theories are born. Bringing it back around again. but yeah, so if you go to a McDonald's and you see a W mm-hmm. or somebody is like talking about it, why is there a W on the McDonald's cup? It's for their Japanese anime tie-in that they're getting ready to do.
Heyo. Brought to you by Crunchyroll, where we buy everything and then censor the shit out of your anime.
And then also raise the price, because what else are you going to do? Go somewhere else?
You're going to go to fucking High Dive? They're shit. We know they're shit, but we're still going to pay for them.
Right?
I'm just glad I got four animes to watch this season. Usually it's only one every season I watch. I feel like I'm
And I thought one of those was on Crunchyroll.
Maybe.
Also, I thought the... this one is the second season. I can't remember the four you told me.
The evil Dangers in My Heart.
Dangers in My Heart. I thought that was on Crunchyroll.
I haven't seen it on Crunchyroll.
Okay.
Dude, it's so fucking good. It's so intense right now. But I know they're not gonna like I know it's just like gonna be cliffhanger, and then it'll be like a stupid like final like the final episode will be like, hey, nothing is still resolved because, you know, we're making it so the anime is so popular, we're just trying to keep it extending.
Oh, speaking of stupid endings, apparently the I shaved and took in a high school girl. Yeah. The way it ends, you know, the whole show is like her, like, hey, you know, you're the only guy that hasn't tried to fuck me, let's fuck. And he's like, wait, you're too young, and I'm into older women with big tits. And she's like, well, yeah, but you can still fuck me. And apparently they end up getting together at the end of the manga.
Well, of course they do.
When she hits the age of consent.
Oh my gosh, of course.
Or whatever it is, I don't know, but yes.
I'm not even surprised. But fuck that.
It's like, I want to be disappointed, but I can't be.
Exactly. Oh, seriously. But yeah, Dangers in My Heart is really good. The first episode is a little bit cringy, like I will say, yeah. Like that it goes from way weirdly cringy to really good, like really quick.
Yeah, that's one I haven't finished. I never finished the first season. I got pretty close, but I don't think I think it just,
yeah,
we talked about it and it fell to the wayside for a new season.
Yeah.
And that kind of because I forgot about it, and maybe because it is on High Dive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck High Dive.
There's so much to watch on High Dive this season, though.
Four more than there was last couple seasons. When's...
No, there's usually always like one anime to watch. you know what? No, there was one season I didn't watch anything. I literally paid like 2 months for something I didn't even use. Like a fool. Like a fool.
So my wife and I were hanging out, and we watched the new live-action Cruella prequel.
Mm-hmm. I did not realize there was a sequel.
To Cruella?
Yeah.
The live-action prequel?
Yeah, I saw the first one.
Sequel? I can't think of her name.
Yeah, with the girl with the face and the hair.
Emma Stone.
Yeah, I saw the first one. It was actually pretty good. I was surprised.
Yes. Surprisingly, that's what I was going to say. It was surprisingly good. I know it got a lot of hate because, and I understand that Disney does not need to make their villains sympathetic, all of their villains sympathetic. Especially the one like in the cartoon was just batshit fucking crazy and evil.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess reimagined is always is the way to go, right?
Right, but the way they reimagined is that maybe she's not that evil and maybe she, you know, has reasons for her anger issues and whatever.
What, her lust for killing 101 puppies?
Well, they didn't directly say it in the movie, but they heavily implied that maybe she didn't want to kill the puppies because they made that thing where like she wore the coat and everyone was like, did she kill the puppies? And she's like, oh, no, I didn't kill the puppies, but everyone thinks I did. When she kidnapped the countess, the baroness's three Dalmatians, and then she showed up in the coat looking like the Dalmatian.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the ways they reimagined it. It's like, well, maybe she really didn't want to kill the Dalmatians, but she was just went along with it because that was what everyone thought about her.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to, no, fair she's enough. Fucking psycho and wants to kill the Dalmatians.
Yes, exactly.
But, I mean, all the acting was spot on, though. If you have Disney Plus, it's definitely worth a watch.
The second one or the first one?
The first one. I have not watched the second one. I did not realize there was a second one.
Oh, I didn't know there was. Oh, I thought you said there was a second one. My bad.
No, I just watched the original one.
My bad, homie. Yeah, no, I don't think there's a second one.
Okay, so we're doing the same thing like when you watch the Spider-Man movie, and I'm like, oh, wait, that movie's already on planes? And it's like, oh, no, that was the one before. The one Spider-Man movie behind of the one that's in theaters, like, was in theaters last week.
Yeah. Yeah, are you seeing all the drama with Madame, the spider?
Oh, Madame Web.
Madame Web.
Yes.
I'm just like, movies are generally shitty right now. Like, I don't know why you would watch any superhero movie right now without somebody else watching it.
Right. And it's not completely untrue, but I don't think that's as much weight as the, you know, actresses are saying. But one of the actresses basically said that it bombed in the theaters because of toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like they can't handle seeing superhero, female superhero and stuff. And it's like, well, then how does that explain how Morbius did? And what was the other one that came out that bombed? The Flash. Yeah, it's like, how does that explain why Morbius and Flash bombed?
Yeah. I'm just telling you, superhero movies are fucking awful now.
Right. Awful. Especially the Sony stuff for some reason. Like, they just can't get it right.
Yeah.
They're like that little brother that wants to do his own thing.
Yeah.
And the big brother's there trying to give it advice, him advice. It's like, hey, how about you do this and this? Because this is what works. And they're like, no, I'm going to do my own thing. You're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss of me. No, you're not the boss.
But I heard, and you're not so big. Life is unfair.
Yes.
They might be giants. Rock in the middle. But, like, I heard some of the scenes being described and stuff, and I was, like, there was one scene where one of the characters spent, like, 3 minutes trying to open a can of soda.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, maybe they were trying to, like, maybe the joke was that her powers made it so that it was harder for her to open the can of soda, but even then, that's an awful goddamn long time on one joke. It does not seem to hit very good at all.
Yeah. Nobody thought that was funny.
Speaking of movies that are destined already to fail without even coming out.
I thought you were going to say, talk about movies that are unfunny.
Well, it hasn't come out yet, so we can't. Nobody said anything. We just have a picture.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So last time we talked about, we were going to talk about it because I needed to rage more on it. But Borderlands it's a video game for those that don't know. They're making a movie on it. And so normally you would be like, oh, cool. But obviously, because of, you know, movies just are terrible right now, it's going to be a terrible movie. So one of the big issues, I think, with Borderlands right now that everybody has lost hope on is the casting for Borderlands. So a lot of the casting people are questioning, like, why? So there's like a robot, right? So obviously a robot is a robot, regardless if it's live action or not. You know, they got Jack Black for the robot. Like, was the voice actor just like doing something else? Like, he couldn't come back for his own like part in from the video game?
Right. So real quick, the gameplay involves, like, you get, there's four characters that are treasure hunters, and they all have their own powers and special abilities. And you can either play as one person with, or you can play online with a group of four. And so everybody has complementary powers. There's like a healer, there's the tank one, you know, the fighter and the distance. Mm-hmm. And so, and everybody kind of has their favorite character with their abilities. So they're hoping that either their favorite character would be in the movie, or they just wouldn't fuck up the casting.
Yes. Yeah, that is also part of the problem, is that I don't like, is that they took random characters from all the games, and to your point, they took all the favorite ones and made it into, like, tried to make it into a movie. Where, so, like, the story is completely off, because there's characters that shouldn't be there at the same time as, like, these other characters while they were young or whatever. And then, like, some of the characters are supposed to be, like, on the younger side, and they got casted as, like, by older actresses. And then, like, Roland is, like, a serious, like military guy. And what's his name? Fuck, what if Kevin Hart is his character. So Kevin Hart's doing, like, Kevin Hart things. And it's just, like, Roland would never act like this in the game. Like, in both games, like, he never did this.
Right. And it's like Hollywood can't get out of its own way, because they're like, well, we can make this on this video game, but not enough people are going to watch it. So you have to cast these people. And, you know, you hear a lot of stories, directors and stuff talking about how they wanted to get a movie made. They couldn't. And then they got a certain star. Like, the best one is Ryan Reynolds talking about how he got more money for Deadpool 2. Mm-hmm. Because he sales pitched them on X-Force and told them, we got this guy, and we got this person, and we got this person, and then we got Brad Pitt. We're like, wait, what did you say? Yeah, we got Brad Pitt. They're like, oh, well, who's he playing? Oh, Vanisher. And it's like, well, what's his power? It's like, oh yeah, he's invisible. Well, it's like, well, do we see Brad Pitt? And it's like, yeah, for like a half a second when he dies.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, there's a lot of people worried about this movie. So the thing that I hate, though, about reading the Reddit comments is, like, I'm going to watch it anyways because it's Borderlands. I'm like, you're just doing exactly what they want you to do.
It's the movie version of pre-ordering a game.
Yes.
That, you know, is going to be buggy.
Yeah, they're like, this is going to be a terrible movie. I'm still going to go watch it because it's Borderlands. I'm like, bro, like, I played a lot of fucking Destiny, probably more than most people, not as much as the top people. You're probably, but more than other
you're
people.
Probably still in the top. You're probably still in the top 5% easily.
Yes, even though I stopped playing over the last like 2 years.
Well, especially like, well, when you were playing heavily, you were definitely in the top like couple percent.
Exactly, and it's just like, you could just not do it. Like, I even told my friend, I told my buddy, a couple of my buddies, I was like, I'm gonna probably pick up the newest game that came out, but I'm not gonna pay like the full price for it. Like, it's not worth it anymore. It's just, you know, everybody's down on the dumps about it. Like, I feel like obligated to finish it because I've played so much of the story and everything. Like, I'll probably, like, wait for it to go on sale, and then I'll pick it up, and then, you know, whenever they decide to finally wrap up the final chapter, I'll go for that before they decide to jump franchises to and leave Destiny behind.
Speaking of games you want to play but don't want to pay a full price for, Dead Island 2
Oh, I was
is on
like,
Games Pass.
oh, nice. Oh, really? I don't even remember playing Dead Island 1. I don't think I played it.
I play that more than I should have. It's a game meant for multiplayer, and nobody wanted to play with me. And so, like, it's a zombie game, and if you had multiple people, it wouldn't be so bad. But there's times where you just get fucking stuck in an alley, and there's hordes of horde zombie coming at you from both sides,
Yeah.
and you're like, oh, I guess I'm respawning.
I'm dead. Yay.
Because the other thing that like they have the weapons deteriorate, and the lower weapon level weapons deteriorate pretty quick. And I know, like, when the very first one came out, so this is technically the third one in the franchise because the second one was like Dead Island Riptide. And so when the first one came out, one of the complaints in a review I read about it was that it's like, well, I just picked up this hammer, but I can't use it because it's a level 5 weapon and I'm only level 4. That doesn't make any sense. How can I not know how to use a hammer? Because, and it's like, dude, it's a video game. Calm down. Every video game has that bullshit with weapons, no matter what it is, whether it's a sword, a gun. You know, it's a more powerful weapon so that as soon as you hit the next level, you already have it. You don't have to hunt one down.
Exactly. Should be happy, you son of a bitch.
But yeah, I did play both of the previous iterations, Dead Island and Riptide.
Okay.
But like I said, it would be a lot easier with friends
Friends.
who want to play a shitty zombie game. But I don't, but knowing at Games Pass the way they've been too, it's like, oh, this isn't the full game. If you want to play online with friends, go buy it. If you want to play single player, here's our version.
Exactly. And then you're like, I'll just go play other games.
Exactly, which is what Manthing did with Grand, I mean the Forza Motorsports game. Yeah, because because the whole reason he did it was because we could like make a private lobby and just run laps and bullshit on chat. Like, oh yeah, that feature's not enabled on the Games Pass version.
Boo. Boo.
Kind of like the Pal World is the like even that one's considered they call that like a preview edition.
Yeah, I think you have to like either own it to play with other people that own it, but like Games Pass, it's like questionable.
Yes.
No, I liked Grand Theft Auto Online was pretty fun, but like you can never I didn't have enough like reliable people to play it with, so I could never get like some of the missions done. It was always like I didn't finish any of the online heists because like people would just randomly quit.
Right. Speaking of, Rockstar has sent out a memo to all of its employees that, and I can't remember the date, but it's soon that they're all going to be required to be in office 5 days a week because, and their excuse, the reasoning is cohesion and security in finishing the game, the next game six, right? Six is the next one? Yes. So basically, it's like they want to make sure that everything stays in-house. They don't have to worry about, somebody losing their laptop or, fucking selling the secrets or something, just giving out like teaser videos. So they want to keep everything in-house now. So, I mean, that kind of makes sense. It's kind of, I understand how the workers would not be happy about it if they're, especially if they moved away to where they can actually afford to live. I mean, because it's not, but it's not about a, the normal boomer excuse of nobody works. People that work at home don't work. They just hang out all day and do nothing. They actually are like, yeah, no, we just don't want to like, send out all the sensitive information over, the internet to people's houses.
No interwebs.
We want to keep it on our own personal servers in-house.
Exactly. I don't know. Tough decisions.
Yes.
I ended up buying a game this past weekend, Danny. So I know there was a little bit of drama with the launch, but Helldivers 2 came out. It's on PlayStation, it's on Steam. I don't think it's on
I'm
it's not
not,
on
but
X.
not. No, that was part of the drama. It's not on Xbox.
It's not on Xbox yet, so there's some whining. The game is doing a lot better than they thought they were gonna do, and so they've had a lot of issues with the server and trying to make it to where people could go in the game. They also had an issue with people just logging in and then just staying inactive in game. So like they would leave and then come back like whenever they wanted and keep playing because it was so hard to get into the server. So they came up with a update last Thursday or Friday before I bought the game. So they upped the cap, the server cap, and then they kicked out. They made a thing to where it would automatically kick out inactive people for like a certain amount of time. Like if you're just sitting in like
right
in the they in did the that loading on a, screen.
They did that on Final Fantasy 14. Like if you were AFK for too long in the game, because and they would bring it back every so often, like whenever they came out with the new expansion.
Yeah.
Or like the first like month of the new expansion, they would have it in place where if you were AFK too long, you'd get booted.
Yep.
But then as soon as, you know, like the people that just want to come in and play the story left and it got busy and it got less busy, then they would get rid of it again.
Yeah, they're like, we don't care anymore.
Well, it's not necessary. It's more like it.
Yep. It's a pretty straightforward game. This is a straight PvE game. If it's like takes place in the future, and you know you're a military soldier, and basically like there's no customization or anything. You're just a soldier, and you go out and you go fighting. But it really, really, really has the flavor of the first Starship Troopers. Like you're fighting for democracy, like it's way over the top, like with like the the cheering and the training and stuff. It's super funny, it's hilarious, it adds like a certain charm to the game. And so there's only two bosses that you fight. You play against the basically the insect characters, or you play against the robots. And so there's two different combat areas, and so it's everybody playing the game versus the computer on both sides. So like the more people that are playing and they're winning their conquest and they're winning their games, the more that you start repelling the enemy off. And so there's actually like a line on each side where like us the players are doing well, and then we hit a wall, and then like the enemy starts doing well and pushing us back. So it's an interesting concept for the game and how it plays. But basically you play, you rank up, you could unlock stuff, unlock weapons, unlock armor, and then you could basically choose all sorts of different perks. So you get like special, like you could call in like air support, you could get different guns. There's a lot of like, you got to call for ammo, like ammo refills and stuff. There's a lot of different like cool things to do. And then the other part that I like too is that you could switch the level setting that you want to play at. So you know, if you feel like you want to play the game but you're not with your buds, you play an easier level to where you're not really worried that you're going to get steamrolled because there's no like great communication between the teams with a bunch of strangers.
Is there a penalty for losing?
I don't think you take a penalty per se, like for yourself, but like in the story, like the overall, like the Earth Republic like loses a bit of footing in like that area.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's no like major penalties or anything.
So if you win, do you get co-ed showers with hot redheads topless?
No.
Then it's not full Starship Troopers?
No, it's not that far. It's just a flavor. It's not full Starship Troopers. Yeah, the chick that you just banged doesn't immediately die in the next scene.
Yes. The chick that's trying to bang you forever, and then you finally do, and then she dies. It's like horror movie logic there.
Exactly. It's a really fun game, though. I was playing Saturday night for like 3 hours. It was me and my two buddies, and we were just gaming. It was really fun. Like it gets a lot. It's a lot better, I think, with people versus just playing by yourself or with randoms, I should say. But I did play like my first easy player campaign by myself. So now I feel like I think with a little bit better gear, I would probably try the medium. But it could be a little tough though, because you have a horde of enemies and it's just yourself. You're like, you gotta play
Is
the
it
game.
different classes, or is it all just basically you're all on offense?
You're basically all on offense. There's different missions. So there's like one escort mission where you have to like move like some of the computer people to like a safe zone. There's like a mission where you have to like destroy eggs. There's a bunch of like different random ones, and then there's side missions also going on when you land. So like you could go like defeat them and their territory and like reduce their territory hold. Then you do like side missions and then you do the main mission. So there's like a
Okay.
lot of like different things going on in the game itself.
But it's not like a Battlefield where you have, the healing class, like the healer or the medic, I guess, would be more appropriate because it's not fantasy. The medic and the heavy weaponry or something like that.
No, there's no classes. I mean, you could pick all sorts of different weapons and different like supplies and stuff. So you could kind of build like a quote unquote medic group, but there's not a lot of like you heal yourself, like nobody heals you, but if you die,
Okay.
your team like calls for reinforcements and then you respond as like a different soldier. After you call for
Okay.
reinforcements, like your character, like you don't make a character, you're just like assigned like a character, and then
Kind of
based
like in
off,
a like the I was gonna say like in the Battlefield games.
yeah, and then you just pick your weapons, and you could say based off your weapons and accessories that you're that class, if you wanted to go like if you
Yeah,
wanted
okay.
to try to call it like a class type.
So it's like, yeah, so that's like how, I mean, it's PvP, but Battlefield's that way where like you die and you just, after so many seconds, it's like 30 seconds or whatever, you respawn. You can pick if you want to be, like if you want a blaster or a heavy gun or a bazooka or something, depending on what the enemy is doing.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a pretty good
Okay.
game though. It's only like $40 right now too. So it's not even like you're paying like a
A
super
ridiculous
premium
price.
price. Yeah. I mean, it's probably a little bit steep for the game, but I don't know. It's fun to play. Like I
I
even
mean, it
so
it's been out for like a week, or give it another week or two, and you might be able to get it a little bit cheaper if at a place that still sells physical copies, if there is any left.
I don't even know if there is physical
I
copies.
mean, I know Best Buy still sells physical copies of things, but they of games, but they got rid of their movies and DVDs
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Pretty much. Yeah,
So, friend of the show, Solid Snack, after listening to our episode we did a couple weeks ago when I talked about the game Brotato,
Brotato.
made the re recommendation of a game called Vampire Survivors, which I don't know why it's called that other than it just sounds edgy, I guess. But it's a similar concept where you're a person in the middle of an arena. And you just have all these enemies coming at you. Like it starts off with vampire bats, and then as you progress through, it turns into like skeletons and then zombies and different, more difficult enemies. And they drop gemstones, and as you pick up the gemstones, that's how you it gives you experience. And then as you level up, you can either add more weapons or level up the weapons that you currently have. And then it's all like it's basically just see how long you can survive versus. Like rotatoes in waves, like there's 20 waves that range anywhere from like 30 seconds to a minute, minute and a half, something like that. This one is you just try to survive as long as you can. And it's almost like if Brotato and Castlevania had a baby, because the graphics are just like made to look like old 16-bit Nintendo graphics. It's definitely a lot slower to control than Brotato. It's like, oh, they're going all out that they can do to make it feel like it's an old Nintendo game.
Nice.
But it's pretty cool. Like you know the different weapons. Like there's a whip, and like you can either like level up the whip to do more damage, or you can unlock a second whip. So it's shooting. It's like you're whipping in front and behind you, and then they got like a thing that shoots a fireball, and they got like a thing that shoots magic bullets and different. So, yeah, it's just another. It's on Game Pass as well.
Hey, what? Solid
Again,
Snack recommended a game on Game Pass?
I don't think he knew it was on Game Pass. I think he plays it on the Switch, which there's a lot of Switch games that are on Game Pass.
Okay,
They're
because
like, yeah, Nintendo will sell them to you, but I don't think our fans will like them enough to buy them, so we'll just give them to you as part of this program.
I was just gonna say, I like playing full price for a game that came out like 3 years ago.
Yes. So, but yeah, it's just I mean, I would between the two, I would rather play Brotato, which I've been playing quite a bit because I and actually have beaten a few of the 20 level waves with a few of the
Heyo.
different ones, different characters. But yeah, because that's just a little more fast paced and they have way more weapon choices because you can do like melee ranged weapons and the different perks weapons.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, Zombie Survivors is okay, but Brotato is better.
Oh, are you gonna
Even though my wife
start?
says that they look like eggs.
Oh, nice. Are you gonna start a fight at work?
He's already got enough people trying to fight him at work. I don't think he needs
No.
another person.
What? No. Don't tell them that I said they can't harm Solid Snack. That's not nice.
It is not nice.
No. It's not cool, bro. Leave Solid Snack alone. He's a man of peace. He's saving the
Oh,
world, not bringing it down.
I mean, he is a man saving the world, but sometimes, you know, saving the world involves murdering some bad guys. If not physically, at least by with words.
Fair enough. All right, everybody. Make sure you follow us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, some of those different places. Untapped,
Instagrams.
Facebook, Instagrammies. Check out those places. We're there. Boo, boo. Some other things. I'll be playing. I'm hoping I'll be able to play Helldivers tonight. But it might not be till tomorrow night. Womp, womp, bomb. Otherwise, we'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.
Later.